Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast, So Suriname. This week, during this podcast, I will be talking about the Chinese Surinamese. As I indicated earlier in my previous podcast, I'm doing this series about the different ethnic groups of Suriname, whereas I provide information on their history and the background, how they came to be in Suriname. So this time, I will be talking about the Chinese. In 1853, planters in Suriname feared the labor shortage when slavery was about to be abolished. So they asked the government to recruit other workers from abroad. The government then recruited people from Java. Chinese people from Java, Indonesia, for engendered labor. But because of the high acquisition cost, it was decided to get the second group, this time not from Java, Indonesia, but from China instead. So in 1858, 500 Chinese laborers were recruited by the Dutch consul in Macau. They arrived in Suriname in April, but it turned out that no one wanted to hire people to do work that slaves would do for free. As a result, because of this, the contract with the Chinese was changed without their prior knowledge by the governor then, whose name was Charles Nimp. This was done in favor of the employers. The Chinese could now be treated just like slaves. When they would revolt against this, they were without due process and contrary to existing regulations, punished by police with cane strokes, an unlawful act that was repeated again and again. So, in the 1950s and 1960s, about 2,500 Chinese people came to Suriname. Most were employed as indentured laborers on the plantations. After their contracts expired, many found opportunities in trade, mostly in food retail. A relevant fact is that most of the male laborers were married to non-Chinese women. So the ones that married Chinese women were married mostly women that were imported as brides. Now a little bit backstory about the more recent migrants. So other Chinese came to Suriname as free laborers, traders and shop assistants, especially in the 1950s and 60s. Further large numbers came in the 1990s, and in 2007 there were over 70,000 Chinese in Suriname. And immigration from this group is still ongoing. The rapidly growing demand in China for wood and minerals makes Suriname very attractive for Chinese businesses. Another fun fact is this, since Suriname was a colony of the Netherlands until 1975, since the 1960s, thousands of Chinese have emigrated from Suriname to the Netherlands. The Chinese held a prominent position in small and medium business for a long time, and they're mostly well-educated offspring of mixed ancestry or Chinese can be found in various social sectors. The Surinamese people and culture have adopted several Chinese customs. Now a little bit about their religion. Most of the Chinese Surinamese are irreligious. with significant population adhering to Christianity, Hinduism, and Islam. The original Chinese settlers, the Chinese indentured labor, their language was Hakka. They were from the Fuling Tong region of Guangdong. In the 1970s, Cantonese was introduced in Suriname. Beginning in the 1990s, when the new migrants moved to Suriname, the main Pyeongchang, excuse me, the pronunciation, became the main Chinese lingua franca in Suriname. It should also be noted that there are Mandarin and Cantonese television shows aired in Suriname. So this is a little bit about how the Chinese came to Suriname and a little bit backstory. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you listen to this podcast and share it with as many friends as possible so we can grow this channel together. Please leave comments and suggestions on how you think I can make this podcast better. So no matter what you think, just let me know and perhaps I could implement it and make this podcast a little bit better. Thank you for listening, and next time please come back, because the next time I will talk about a different ethnic group. As of now, we had the Afro group. I just did the Chinese group. Maybe next time I could do the Indonesian group, or maybe the Indian group, people from India. Those groups are very large also in Suriname. So thank you, and be back to the So Suriname podcast. Hello everyone, welcome to my podcast, So Suriname. This week, during this podcast, I will be talking about the Chinese Surinamese. As I indicated earlier in my previous podcast, I'm doing this series about the different ethnic groups of Suriname, whereas I provide information on their history and the background, how they came to be in Suriname. So this time, I will be talking about the Chinese. In 1853, planters in Suriname feared the labor shortage when slavery was about to be abolished. So they asked the government to recruit other workers from abroad. The government then recruited people from Java, Chinese people from Java, Indonesia, for indentured labor. But because of the high acquisition cost, it was decided to get the second group, this time not from Java, Indonesia, but from China instead. So in 1858, 500 Chinese laborers were recruited by the Dutch consul in Macau. They arrived in Suriname in April, but it turned out that no one wanted to hire people to do work that slaves would do for free. As a result, because of this, the contract with the Chinese was changed without their prior knowledge by the governor then. whose name was Charles Snimp. This was done in favor of the employers. The Chinese could now be treated just like slaves. When they would revolt against this, they were without due process and contrary to existing regulations, punished by police with cane strokes, an unlawful act that was repeated again and again. So, in the 1950s and 1960s, about 2,500 Chinese people came to Suriname. Most were employed as indentured laborers on the plantations. After their contracts expired, many found opportunities in trade, mostly in food retail. A relevant fact is that most of the male laborers were married to non-Chinese women. So the ones that married Chinese women were married mostly women that were imported as brides. It's now a little bit backstory about the more recent migrants. So other Chinese came to Suriname as free laborers, traders and shop assistants, especially in the 1950s and 60s. Further large numbers came in the 1990s, and in 2007, there were over 70,000 Chinese in Suriname. And immigration from this group is still ongoing. The rapidly growing demand in China for wood and minerals makes Suriname very attractive for Chinese businesses. Another fun fact is this, since Suriname was a colony of the Netherlands until 1975, since the 1960s, thousands of Chinese have emigrated from Suriname to the Netherlands. The Chinese held a prominent position in small and medium business for a long time. And their mostly well-educated offspring of mixed ancestry or Chinese can be found in various social sectors. The Surinamese people and culture have adopted several Chinese customs. Now a little bit about their religion. Most of the Chinese Surinamese are irreligious, with significant population adhering to Christianity, Hinduism, and Islam. The original Chinese settlers, the Chinese indentured labor, their language was Hakka. They were from the Fuling Tong region of Guangdong. In the 1970s, Cantonese was introduced in Suriname. Beginning in the 1990s, when the new migrants moved to Suriname, the main Pyeongchang, excuse me, the pronunciation, became the main Chinese lingua franca in Suriname. It should also be noted that there are Mandarin and Cantonese television shows aired in Suriname. So this is a little bit about how the Chinese came to Suriname and a little bit backstory. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you listen to this podcast and share it with as many friends as possible so we can grow this channel together. Please leave comments and suggestions on how you think I can make this podcast better. So no matter what you think, just let me know, and perhaps I could implement it and make this podcast a little bit better. Thank you for listening, and next time, please come back, because the next time I will talk about a different ethnic group. As of now, we had the Afro group. I just did the Chinese group. Maybe next time I could do the Indonesian group, or maybe the Indian group, people from India. Those groups are very large also in Suriname. So thank you, and be back to the So Suriname podcast.